Chapter 3. Prepare the Stage 2. Team. How do you build the perfect sprint team? First, you need someone who is able to decide things. We call this person the decider, the person who has to decide what to do in the end. At many startups, the decider is the CEO or the founder. In bigger companies, the decider is often a manager or team leader. Deciders usually understand problems well, and they often have strong opinions about how to solve them. Deciders must always be part of the sprint. If you try to guess your decider's opinion when they are not in the room, your sprint will fail. So, if you are the decider, you must be in the room. If you are not the decider, you must persuade the decider to join the sprint. Maybe the person who you want to be the decider does not want to join the sprint and tells you that they do not have enough time. If this happens, try one or more of these ways to persuade them. 1. Tell your decider that sprints produce fast results, and everybody loves fast results. 2. Ask your decider to think of your first sprint as an experiment. When the sprint is finished, the decider can decide if it worked or not. People who do not usually like to change how they work are happy to try an experiment sometimes. 3. Show your decider a big list of all the meetings and work that are going to happen during sprint week. Explain to them what jobs you will not do during sprint week and what you will do after sprint week instead. Then explain when and how you will be able to do the jobs that you did not do during sprint week. Sometimes, the decider agrees to be in the sprint, but they tell you that they are not able to be in the room for a whole week. If this happens, invite them to join the sprint at a few important times. On Monday, they can give their opinion on the problem. On Wednesday, they can choose the right ideas to test. And on Friday, they should see what customers think about the ideas. If your decider cannot be in the room for the whole sprint, ask someone else to be in the sprint instead of them. In many sprints with startups, the decider makes someone from the sprint team the decider when they are not there. In one sprint, the decider sent another manager an email that read, "I allow you to make all the decisions for me." Crazy? Yes. Did it work? Yes. When you have a decider who is ready to join the sprint, it is time to build a sprint team. These are the people who will be in the room with you all day, every day during the sprint. On Monday, they will work with you to understand the problem. During the week, they will think about solutions to problems, discuss ideas, and listen to what the customers say. We think that the best size for a sprint is 7 people or fewer. With 8 people or more, the sprint moves more slowly. But with 7 or fewer people, everything is faster and easier. Sprint team members. Who do you want in the sprint? You definitely need the people who will build the product. For example, the engineers. These are the people who understand your company's products and who already have some ideas about them. You should also include some experts who do not normally work with the other people on the team. It is not always easy to choose a sprint team. Here are some of the people you can have on the team. You do not need to have all the people in this list. Choose just 2 or 3. Decider, the person who makes decisions for your team. If they cannot be there all the time, they need to choose 1 or 2 other people to be the decider when they are not there. Money expert, This person knows where the money comes from and where it goes. Marketing expert. This person decides the best way for your company to sell its products. Customer expert. This person's job is to talk to your customers and understand what they want. Technology expert. This person understands what your company can make and build. Design expert. This person designs the products that your company makes. In a sprint, everybody works as a team. You will work together for 5 days. By Friday, you will be a problem-solving machine. This means that you will all understand the problem and will work together well. It also means that it is fine to have people on the team who do not always agree with you. Before every sprint, you should ask yourself, who will make trouble if we don't ask them to join the sprint? Then you should invite them. Of course, you do not want to have people in the sprint who love to argue for no reason. But you do want people who have strong opinions that are different from other people's opinions. They often see problems in a different way from other people. Sometimes, one of their crazy ideas is right. And when their ideas are wrong, they still help the other people in the sprint to do better work. If you have experts who do not need to be there for the whole sprint, ask them to come to the meeting as expert guests for a short time on Monday afternoon. 30 minutes is enough time for each expert guest. Finally, choose a facilitator, a person who makes it easier for other people to do things. The facilitator has to check that the meeting starts and ends on time, and that everyone is able to give their opinion. They need to be a confident person who can lead a meeting and can tell people to stop talking when they need to.